This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 17th. God's word for you today is more gains. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 10. And it says, if you fall, your friend can help you up. But if you fall without having a friend nearby, you are really in trouble. It will be a shame for anyone to be in a church family, and if that person gets into trouble, he or she has to deal with it all alone. That will be a big shame. God has brought us all into a church family so that we can be a part of a community. And if one of us gets into trouble, if one person falls, he or she has people to link up with. If you are in a church family and you just show up and leave, you are not part of any unit or serving in any department or not part of any small group or life group, you are in danger. And this is the simplest way to put it, because you are actually risking your life. God says, when you are part of a community, your community will help you get back up. The question is not if you fall, the question is what will happen. Are you surrounded by helpers? If that happens, I pray that you will not fall in Jesus' name. But if you fall, you need a community that will be there to help you get back up. Why do we need community? We need community to make up for our weaknesses. We need community to bring out the best in us. We need community to get more done. We need community to help us get back up when we stumble. We need community to overcome attacks and criticism. The truth is that the moment you choose a dream for your life, somebody is not going to like it. If you're single, for example, the moment you choose to get married, somebody is not going to like it. If you are married, the moment you choose to have children, somebody is not going to like it. If you are on a job, the moment you aspire to get promoted, somebody is not going to like it. And you would be amazed at who the person or people are. If you are in paid employment, the moment you choose to pursue your vision of entrepreneurship, somebody is not going to like it. The moment you choose a dream for your life, somebody is not going to like it. If you are alone, you will get discouraged. But if you are part of a community, your community can help you overcome attacks and criticism. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12 says, by yourself you are unprotected. An enemy can attack and defeat you, but two can stand back to back and resist, and a team of three is even better, like a triple braided rope which does not break easily. Two are better than one, three are better than two, four are better than three, and so on. Let us pray. Father, please separate me from every wrong team I have joined myself to. Plant me in the right team and help me be the right person in my team. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.